This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There are more than 345,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, nearly 98,000 in the United States. And there are more than 5.4 confirmed infections around the world, more than 1.6 million in the U.S. Around the globe, new coronavirus cases in China fell to zero Saturday for the first time, but surged in India and overwhelmed hospitals across Latin America, both in countries' attacks about lockdowns and those lauded for firm early confinement. The virus hit a reopened church in Germany and probably a restaurant as well. The pandemic's persistence stymied authorities struggling to keep people safe and revive their economies at the same time, disrupting Memorial Day weekend in the United States and collective celebrations around the Muslim world marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan. The White House has announced a ban on travel to the U.S. from Brazil due to the spread of the coronavirus in Latin America's hardest-hit country. Brazil had reported more than 363,000 COVID-19 cases, second behind the U.S. in the number of infections, according to a Johns Hopkins University count. Brazil also has recorded more than 22,000 deaths. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said on Sunday that the novel coronavirus could cost as many as a million jobs in the country as many industries considered non-essential remain shut. The Mexican economy was already in recession before the pandemic struck, and different investment banks have forecast contractions as large as 9% for this year, with only a gradual recovery next. López Obrador's government repeatedly said it had the outbreak under control, but since posted record numbers for new cases and deaths. This is VOA News. Japan is looking to lift the state of emergency for Tokyo and remaining areas still facing restrictions, while also considering fresh stimulus worth almost $1 trillion to help companies ride out the coronavirus pandemic. Social distancing curbs were removed for most of the country on May 14th as new infections fell, but the government had kept Tokyo and four other prefectures under watch. By the end of reporting Sunday, Turkey's health minister announced 32 new deaths from COVID-19, bringing the death toll in the country to more than 4,300. The minister also tweeted Sunday that there were more than 1,100 new infections confirmed within 24 hours. The Muslim holiday marking the end of the fasting month of Ramadan was marked by a nationwide lockdown, the first of its kind in Turkey to combat the coronavirus. Black-clad protesters and tear gas returned to Hong Kong streets on Sunday. Thousands marched through Causeway Bay amid fears that the One Country, Two Systems formula, which guarantees broader freedoms for the global financial hub than exists on the mainland, is under threat from China's tightening grip. The rally was initially organized against a controversial national anthem bill, but the proposed national security laws sparked calls for more people to take to the streets. Police fired tear gas to disperse crowds in chaotic scenes reminiscent of last year at times when there were violent mass protests and some protesters tried to set up roadblocks. China has dismissed an international outcry over the proposed legislation as meddling and says the laws are necessary and will not harm Hong Kong's autonomy or foreign investors. Facing the music and a sea of questions from reporters, Dominic Cummings emerged from his home Sunday. He is fighting for his job as Prime Minister Boris Johnson's senior advisor after claims he flouted the government's lockdown rules. The mastermind of the 2016 campaign to leave the EU, Cummings traveled from London to Durham in late March when his wife was displaying coronavirus symptoms. The Daily Mirror newspaper reported that the advisor made a second trip from London and then was spotted near Durham on April 19th. Cummings, who has repeatedly refused to resign, entered Downing Street on Sunday after some Conservative Party lawmakers demanded he quit. Johnson's office at Cummings made the journey to ensure his four-year-old son could be properly cared for. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.